This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srestha with the news, the headlines first. Health Ministry directs subordinate bodies to allocate budget for equipment only after ensuring space and manpower. Lawmakers and experts calls for reform in Nepal's electoral system to ensure political stability. Nepali Embassy in Bangkok cautions Nepali nationals against deceptive job offers in Cambodia, Laos, Myanmar and Thailand. Both men's and women's teams of Nepal in the finals of Khokho World Cup and Israeli military unveils preparations to receive hostages after their release from Hamas captivity. Now the news in detail. The Ministry of Health and Population has directed its subordinate bodies to allocate budget for equipment only after ensuring space and manpower. The circular issued by Health Ministry to its subordinate bodies requires adherence to the procurement guidelines. As per the guidelines, health institutions must develop a 5-year plan detailing the annual quantity and cost of required medicines and equipment. The responsible departments must ensure that trained personnel operate equipment and avoid leaving it unused. Additionally, 10% of fees from specialized medical equipment, including X-ray and MRI, must be allocated for maintenance. Lawmakers and experts have emphasized the need to reform Nepal's electoral system, citing growing political instability, ineffective proportional representation, and a lack of inclusive participation. During a discussion on election system reform in Nepal held today, they pointed out that the mixed electoral system implemented less than a decade ago has failed to ensure fair representation and stability. Nepali Congress MP Ridheram Thani highlighted the uncertainty surrounding constitutional amendments despite agreements among ruling parties. CPN Maoist Center MP Purna Bahadur Gharti called for discussions on strengthening the proportional representation system within the federal framework. Likewise, CPN UML MP Ishwari Gharti Magar expressed concerns about the marginalization of proportional representation MPs, urging reforms to dignify their roles. Dr. Toshima Karki from the Rashtriya Swatantra Party stressed that electoral reform is crucial for a stable government. Janata Samajwadi Party MP Rekha Yadav cautioned against potential distortions in a fully proportional system. Chief Election Commissioner Dinesh Kumar Thapalia acknowledged the need for improved election management but opposed changes to the electoral system, noting that a new law was being drafted with indicators like thresholds for national and provincial parties. The Nepali Embassy in Bangkok has urged Nepalese to avoid traveling to countries like Cambodia, Laos, Myanmar and Thailand in search of lucrative jobs, warning that many have suffered due to deceptive job offers. The embassy shared the case of a Nepali citizen who was lured by a job offer in Myanmar, only to be forced into illegal work. He was repatriated to Nepal with the help of Thai authorities. The embassy advised all Nepalese to follow legal procedures and obtain a valid labor permit before seeking employment abroad. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Badri Prasad Pandey has announced that a 10-year action plan is being developed to boost the country's economic prosperity through tourism. Speaking at a program in Dhading today, the tourism minister said the plan was being prepared in coordination with the Prime Minister, Finance Minister, Law Minister and other relevant ministries. Tourism Minister Pandey also reiterated the ministry's commitment to making Nepal's culture, tourism and civil aviation sectors more dynamic. Kathmandu Metropolitan City is installing a dry riser system in narrow alleys where fire engines cannot access during fires. The Department of Disaster Management is leading the effort with installations already completed in wards 6, 7, 9, 13, 17, 18, 21, 25 and 27. According to Vishnu Prasad Joshi, Superintendent of Police at Kathmandu Metropolitan City, the dry riser system would be installed in all other wards as per needs. The dry riser system helps fight fires by providing water access through outlets placed every 45 to 75 meters. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
जहाँ जाऊँ कनेक्टेड रहोस इंटरनेट में सब कर दोस
डेटा वॉइस एसएमएस
नेपाल टेलिकम को सहुलियत दर का पैकेज खरीद करना एस्ट्रिक 14-15 हैश टाइल करनुहोस
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्र को संचार
वेलकम बैक You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. The Israeli military says it is preparing to receive hostages after their release from Hamas captivity ahead of the ceasefire taking effect. According to the BBC, the Israel Defense Forces confirmed the timing of the ceasefire, saying it will begin at 6:30 GMT on Sunday after Israel's government voted to approve it. The AFP news agency cited Israel's Justice Ministry as saying 737 prisoners and detainees will be freed as part of the first phase of the Gaza ceasefire and hostages released till approved Saturday. Israel's cabinet voted to approve the ceasefire deal early Saturday, according to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office, ending days of uncertainty about whether the truce would go into effect this weekend. It says its armed forces will continue to operate to ensure the safety of Israelis in areas near the Gaza Strip. In its first phase, 33 hostages, including women, children and some elderly people, will be freed in exchange for Palestinian prisoners being released from Israeli prisons. Now some sports updates. Both men's and women's teams of Nepal have reached the finals of the Khokho World Cup being held in India. The Nepali women's team secured a spot in the final by defeating Uganda by 89-18 in their semi-final match this evening. The team advanced undefeated in the group stage and emerged as the winners of Group C. Similarly, Nepal's men's team reached the final after a dominant 72-20 victory over Iran in their semi-final match also held this evening. Nepal lost to Bangladesh by 5 wickets in their opening match of the ICC Under-19 T20 Women's World Cup at the UKM Cricket Oval in Malaysia. Bangladesh chased down Nepal's target of 53 runs in just 13.2 overs, losing 5 wickets. Nepal's Rachana Chaudhary, Riya Sharma, Simana Casey and Pooja Mahato each took 1 wicket. Earlier, Nepal batted first and were all out for 52 in 18.2 overs. Nepal's next match is against Scotland on the 20th of January. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be mainly fair in Koshi, Madhes, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumini provinces. The weather will remain partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions and partly to generally cloudy with the possibility of light snowfall at one or two places of Karnali and Sudarpashchim provinces. The Tarai region of Sudarpashchim province is likely to remain partly cloudy. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Health Ministry directs subordinate bodies to allocate budget for equipment only after ensuring space and manpower. Lawmakers and experts call for reform in Nepal's electoral system to ensure political stability. Nepali Embassy in Bangkok cautions Nepali nationals against deceptive job offers in Cambodia, Laos, Myanmar and Thailand. Both men's and women's teams of Nepal into finals of Khoko World Cup, and Israeli military unveils preparation to receive hostages after their release from Hamas captivity. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.